Do you find it helpful to talk to your colleagues about the distresses and potential disturbances that arise from the nature of your work as a senior crime reporter for The Age?
I think talking to colleagues is helpful to a point. I think it's always good to talk to other journalists. I think, though, there's potential pitfalls in that too. In that, sometimes you can spend too much time with journalists, and all you talk about is stories and yarns and all the rest of it.
Sure.
And you lose some sort of real world perspective. Everything is seen through the prism of a story. And sometimes you can forget that you're actually dealing with people's lives. So I think at a point it's useful to have friends outside of journalism to give you perspective.
How do you go about preparing yourself for a story that you are anticipating to have quite a significant emotional toll, given the nature of it being a response to crisis or grief?
Sometimes when editors assign journalists to a job, they know that it's going to be difficult. You know, there might be a particularly gruesome murder, or the journalist might be asked to contact grieving relatives after
right.
a tragedy. I recall when that plane was shot out of the sky above Ukraine, there are a number of reporters who were asked to contact the families of the victims. And I know that they found that very, very difficult. Similarly, after the Bourke Street tragedy, I know that there were reporters up there within minutes of that happening, and then they saw some horrific stuff. And I know that they, at the time, the editors were keenly aware of the impact that those stories would have on the reporters, who were all, I should mention, quite young. And you just have to deal with it. Like, I was actually up at Black. I was reporting on Black Saturday, and I remember that being particularly stressful. And I was dealing with people who had lost their homes, and they weren't sure where their friends and relatives and pets were. And it was pretty harrowing. I do recall that, but I also remember that the editors being very supportive, and you know, checking on us regularly to make sure that you know we were okay.
What value do you think there is to checking in on the welfare of your employees, and what as a tool for regulating the mental health of working journalists? And what is The Age's policy on co-managing mental health and the nature of the industry that we're working in?
It's a long way. I know for other reporters, though, they need, on occasions, some professional help. And The Age, in particular, has become increasingly aware of its responsibilities to its employers. You know, it's quite proactive in encouraging people to seek counselling when, I think in the past, they probably weren't.
Has the nature of your work affected your worldview in any way?
Of everything. I mean, I've written a lot about fraud, and I can remember consulting with a financial planner a couple of years back, and I was really sceptical of his motives and how it all worked. And I suppose that had something to do with the fact that I had written a lot about dodgy financial planners. And I think it was about the time of the Banking Royal Commission, and I'd read a lot about that, and I'd written quite a lot about some of the banks as well. And I certainly went there with my antenna up, asking about trailing commissions and fees and, you know, how they invested and their qualifications, because I suppose my default position was one of mistrust. When perhaps a normal person who wasn't involved in journalism might go in there and accept what this fellow had to say.